is for
Oh,
this.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go live?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We're busy now.
Okay.
Call us back to order.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I didn't know if it was supposed to be a tenor or a base on that one, so I just went with the base. So. Could have been an alto, but.
You guys need to really move that out.
We,
it's like a little choir up here.
We can do it in harmony.
Ingrid said to tell you all, remember there was a bunch of comp, just so you know, there was a bunch of comp put out this time.
Yeah,
bunches.
Yes. All right, y'all have a few days.
Gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that we are scheduled to be at 10 o'clock at the transfer station to talk about specific issues that the employees of that department have, ranging from customer client feedback of their unwillingness to wear hard hats to possible hours to overtime to just overall operational improvements, suggestions.
Sounds good.
It's going to be indoors, they're eagerly awaiting us, so I believe we need to hold tight to our 10 o'clock commitment.
All right.
Additionally, I was waiting for Linda to come down here. She was going to talk a little bit more about equipment. Like I had mentioned earlier, discussion about the equipment. Oh, there's Linda.
I have a couple of things that I would like to share with you guys. I pulled a state bid off of the computer from 07. And then I gave this gentleman a call. This bid actually came from Maine. And I gave the purchasing agent a call there. He gave me the companies that was awarded the bid and the prices. The treadmills, we're looking at two stair steppers and two recumbent bikes.
So just kind of got to set the stage a little bit.
Right.
No, this is something different here. What she did was try to quantify what we're looking at in this package deal that we found. She went out and looked at individual items that are on this list, what they would cost if we bought them individually. So go ahead.
And the total came up to right at $25,000 just for the six, just for the
six
two,
items.
Two, and two, six items.
Okay.
So,
how many items in this?
In this item, there is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 machines, plus flooring, plus mirrors, and whatever this Cybex VR2 ab crunch is. So it may be a machine. So anyway. I mean, what we're trying to do is see if this is a good price. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Anytime you're talking about $19,000, that's a lot of money to commit to anything. But what I was trying to understand is if we were just to pick out two treadmills, say two steppers and two bikes, just to start out, that would be what she found out, about $25,000. So
right.
In this scenario, you've got two treadmills, actually three treadmills, two bikes, and then one stepper is part of the equipment that we found in that one closeout of that one fitness center in Lebanon. So anyway, just it's you know, I guess what I need to do is get some more information of how we can proceed. What do we do next? And that's really where I need some input from you guys is, we're going to have a facility that's done probably by the end of next week. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that by the end of next week, the facility will be completed or near completed, and we'll need to put something in there.
Make a motion that we authorize a cash
bid?
Or a bid of $15,000 to the company that owns this
okay
equipment.
Now, before we do that, can we do we have to go out for bid first? Just to because, I mean, I guess my concern is, can we quickly put out this on a bid spec and go bid this so we can at least get a, I mean, we're spending more than $4,500.
Yeah, legally we should.
Okay, so maybe what we do first, Danny, is go ahead and have you issue a bid out for equipment.
Perfect.
And what I'd like to do is, you may, how we word it based off of what we may get some surprising response back. We may say we want to buy one, all or part of the bid request. That way, if someone comes back and says, here's four treadmills, we may just want to say, I'll take that and I'll take that, and we can kind of.
Yeah, I can tell you, that just the mirrors alone for a room that size will be
expensive.
Will be what I just got through stated.
Right. Well, the floors too. I mean, this is. Uh-huh. They have the flooring that we talked about. So
mirroring for one of those facilities is extremely expensive.
So, I mean, do you understand what we're saying? We're gonna, let's go ahead and put a bid out for the shortest time possible.
Okay.
And I know Nikki's trying to get a hold of the owners of this anyway, and just see how we got to go through the process anyway.
Right. Okay.
I mean, are you guys good with that?
But going out for bid?
Yeah. I mean, that's the legal next step, Chuck.
Yeah, we can reject her.
My question is, do we know, as you said a minute ago, what we want to put in there? I know the opportunity seems to be a good opportunity. Is
well,
this, if we were to buy this all bunch of equipment, is that going to be everything we need, or are we going to be looking at more stuff later? Those kind of questions. What is it that, what's your goal?
Well, I guess there's two thoughts, and I can tell you one thing I thought about doing. I thought about, with your permission, I haven't done this, is grabbing five or six people from the county employees and putting up a little wellness advisory group for them to tell us what they want.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people who contact our office upstairs real supportive of what we're doing, and they want to help any way possible. But if we wanted to get with them and say, you know, is this a good, you know, what pieces, and just at least have, if nothing else, they could meet twice a year and just.
What training equipment do they have in the sheriff's department?
I reviewed it. They have a, I believe it's two treadmills and just a machine, one machine, and there was, is there a stepper in there or a bike?
I was over there yesterday.
It's, you know, it's pretty small.
Yeah, it is real small.
But I think it's two treadmills, maybe two bikes, and that big machine in the middle, I think.
Right.
And there's a few free weights. I don't know the answer. I've been in there twice to look at it.
Is that county equipment, or is
yes,
that
it is county that, equipment.
Are they? Somebody said that. Are they using it?
They use it enough to keep it there. One of the suggestions I asked Mr. Jimmy was, would he be willing to relocate it over to our facility? And enough people use it, and it's convenient for the deputies that he wants to leave it over there. And I understand completely. I mean, if it's getting used, obviously we want it to be convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
But just to let you know, this brand is Nautilus, so it's a commercial brand on this stuff. What's your thoughts about doing an getting some people together and making a recommendation? And
that's who we're trying to serve, and
right?
Be using it, so I don't think that's a bad idea.
Can we just kind of name Nikki as the head of that because she's so, and then let her choose?
Well, I know. Leona, or is it Leona Johnson?
Lona.
Lona Johnson's been after this since before
been
I got here.
For a long time.
Yeah.
She'd be one.
She'd be one that they definitely want to be on there.
Okay.
I tell you, a guy that goes and works out all the time, I have to think of his name because I call him.
How about we get Nikki and you said.
Lona.
Mm-hmm. Those two guys. Those two get together. Get five more people. Make a recommendation.
Or just get five people.
Get five total people. Okay. Nick, you just got added to a advisory board.
Linda's got a health nut. She could.
Linda's at.
You're going to be involved because you're purchasing.
So we'll put Linda too. We just named you to a board. We just created.
Okay. Health nut. Was that a? Should I not have said that? Is that not a nice term?
Oh no, that's great.
I thought it was like a good term.
Guy works in Road and Bridge. Got the beard.
Steve.
Yeah. I play in it. What's the band I call it?
ZZ Top.
I call him ZZ Top all the time.
Steve Hillier.
Yeah. I call him that to his face.
Okay, so let's get these guys.
Hillier.
Well, let's do this. At the recommendations of this wellness advisory, Linda will write bid specs and present them to us before she posts it. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
I was thinking of bid specs. Can you do so simple as used equipment for sale?
We probably want to be more specific because it's brand. Yeah, we want brand because it's going to have to be commercial because otherwise it won't hold up or it'll be liability issues downstairs.
Gotcha. 10-4.
All right, so that's what we'll do.
Are we clear?
We're clear. Sure.
Yes. Thank you.
Here's your pen. We're done. Till 10 o'clock.
Okay. Just under administrative.
Uh-huh.
Do we know where this figure came from? Do you know?
Oh.
It says according to county record store profit, $456,542.
In asking with John yesterday, John says a lot of numbers were thrown out during that discussion. And it's quite easy. We said that number, but maybe not in the context in that article.
So she pulled the number out of a conversation.
Possibly. I don't want to personally go listen through the whole thing. What John asked me to do is if he could come back with accurate numbers, and if there were a huge difference, would we be willing to discuss them? And I said, if they're, you know...
And they're listening on here. Gentlemen, I don't think it's... we need to watch when she comes back up and we try to give her more information than what she listens to on there. She needs to go back to the tape and get exactly what's said in the meeting.
The reason John brought it up is because our previous health care provider was...
furious,
I'm sure. They said that's not true.
Well...
We didn't make...
Even if it was true, it's...
Right.
Well, they said that business.
They strive for 5%, I think is what he said. 5% profit at the most, and... He said, that's obviously 20-some percent or 30%. He said, that's not even accurate. And once again, I don't know. During that meeting, we had a lot of numbers thrown out. And what I'd like to do is, John and Bill are going to get me the numbers, and I'm going to look at them and see what they say. And then, you know, if it's grossly wrong, yeah, I want to make it right. I mean, if it's grossly wrong, because I don't want to burn that relationship with that previous provider. I mean, we only have so many to draw from. So,
my first comment, Bill mentioned it to me, I've come accustomed to not paying a whole lot of attention to what's said.
Well, I told him I don't read the paper anymore because I said I just don't. I mean, just because.
So I read the headlines this morning, saying that there's two or three things there that's just. I mean, they're making news out of the county commission meeting after it's on tape. They could get the right figures if they want them.
Right. I don't think we ever... I don't remember using that number, but that's right.
That's down to the penny, isn't it?
Well, it's not pennies. It's a very specific number. $456,542.
Yeah.
$456,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember using that number, but that's all right.
Okay. I just, like yourself...
I want to be accurate, and I don't want to burn a bridge.
I called, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I called the lady that I'd talked to after we done and thanked her again I even asked for her supervisor, whose name's Heather, and called her and said,
right,
sorry that we've parted ways.
Right.
That, appreciate your service and all those kind of things.
Sure.
All right, I'm done. Thank you.
Recess?
Okay.
Recess.
Jim?